We always have an annual event called Justice Week where we celebrate justice. And this is why we chose the theme of Africa, because most of the project we did in conjunction with the African Union ambassador. So it kind of shaped most of the concept. You will see down a man blindfolded who is surrounded by a rock. And on top of the rock, there is a book. On top of that book, there's a lady standing and a sword raised up, and behind her there's a map of Africa with a circle originating from where Uganda is, and certain stick-like things moving from the circle. The general theme is the Justice Monument. Then the third theme is the struggle for justice in Africa. We wanted to show struggle for justice in Africa. Now the man is putting on back cloth and is blindfolded. It represents the typical African man who, like, we used to put on black cloth, and we chose black cloth to represent Africa. And then why is blindfolded? Because the idea of justice is usually blindfold. When you're delivering justice, your eyes are always folded. It is blindfolded and in red. So that guy represents Africa. And then the rock around him represents the various hurdles you go through to achieve justice. All the things, they are as hard as a rock. Like, to achieve justice, Africa has had to go through number of things, wars, rebellions, and what, just to achieve the idea of justice. So that's why we show him, he has not yet achieved it, he's just struggling to break free from the rock. And then on top of it, there's another hurdle, which is a book. The book symbolizes, nowadays, most of the justice things have been reduced into writing, into laws. Even by the time you access justice, you need to have interacted with the law. You need to go to a lawyer who reads books, who has read books. The judges use English, and there's that thing in law where they say ignorance of the law is no defense. So we looked at that on top of the hurdles that we already had, this was another hurdle that was imposed on us of English common law, which is unheard of. In English common law, basically, is law that was transferred from Europe. These are cases that were decided by British men like centuries of years ago, but up to now they still haunt us. We still rely on their principles, and that has hindered the African to access justice a lot. And then on top of it, we see a lady standing on the book and the rocks, but she's mainly standing on the book. The lady symbolizes, she's called Lady Justice. She is the symbol for justice, universal symbol for justice. But as you notice, she has a sword. The symbol for justice is a lady where the sword is facing down. But for us, we put the sword up. Facing down means she has achieved justice, and she's also blindfolded. When the sword is facing down means that justice has already been achieved, so the sword has to be down. But for us, the lady, the sword is still up, because it shows that for us, justice has not yet been achieved. This man is still struggling to access justice. Until justice is achieved, that is when what? That lady's sword is down. And the reason why they usually use swords and blindfold, because justice should be delivered without what? Fear or favor. And that's why they have a sword, she's blindfolded. You don't need to know. You just have to deliver it without any fear or favor. But the sword is still up because it has not yet been achieved. But when you look at different symbols, there's a lady holding that thing which is like a weighing scale, and the sword is up. But here she's holding the justice, but she has not yet achieved it. And then we have a map of Africa behind it. And the map of Africa symbolizes just Africa. And then we have a small dot where Uganda originates from. And they are like, what? There's like things moving, originating from Uganda. Shows that this idea is originating from Uganda and is spreading to other parts of Africa. It is spreading to other parts of Africa and the world at large, originating from what? From Uganda. And then if you see down the engravement on the monument, it says the struggle for justice in Africa. And the artist was Alakara Arts. We decided to use, Alakara Arts is based in Karamoja. So we decided to use people from Karamoja, a place that is considered underdeveloped, to come up with such a piece. If you can see that someone from Karamoja deep down can build such a thing. We didn't have to go to people in Kampala here. So we got Alakara Arts, which is an award-winning art company in Karamoja. It's